And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 17th of July, 2014. It's the birthday of Shmuel Yosef Agnon, wrote under the name S.Y. Agnon, born in what is now Ukraine in 1888, grew up in a home where Yiddish was spoken. He could read Hebrew and German. He moved to what is now Israel when he was 20 years old. S.Y. Agnon, whose books include The Bridal Canopy, A Guest for the Night, and who won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1966. At his 70th birthday party, he gave a speech, and he said, "I did not recount great things and wonders about myself. An author who believes he has great things to tell about himself misappropriates his mission. The individual to whom God gave an author's pen must write of the acts of God and his wonders with human beings." It's the birthday of Isaac Watts, the church composer, born in Southampton, England, 1674, wrote more than 600 hymns, including Joy to the World and When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. It's the birthday of Ernest Percival Rees, born in London, 1859. He was a mining engineer, but a publisher got him confused with a scholar named John Rees and approached him about editing a series of books called Camelot Classics, and Ernest Rees went ahead and did it. Inexpensive works of classic literature, and he called it Everyman's Library, and it's still in print. It's the birthday of the Belgian astronomer Georges Lemaître, born in Charleroi, Belgium, on this day in 1894, who proposed the Big Bang theory, saying that the universe originated with a gigantic explosion of what he called a small superatom, and that the universe is constantly expanding. And it's the birthday of the man who gave us the defense attorney Perry Mason, the novelist Earl Stanley Gardner, born Malden, Massachusetts, 1889. He was a lawyer who wrote detective fiction for pulp magazines, and his first Perry Mason novel was The Case of the Velvet Claws. It came out in 1933. Here's a poem for today by Charles Simic, Evening Walk. You give the appearance of listening to my thoughts, O trees. Bent over the road, I am walking on a late summer evening, when every one of you is a steep staircase, the night is slowly descending. The high leaves, like my mother's lips, forever trembling, unable to decide, for there's a bit of wind, and it's like hearing voices, or a mouth full of muffled laughter. A huge, dark mouth, we can all fit in, suddenly covered by a hand. Everything quiet, light of some other evening strolling ahead, long ago, evening of silk dresses, bare feet, hair unpinned and falling. Happy heart, what heavy steps you take as you follow after them, in the shadows. The sky at the road's end, cloudless and blue, the night birds like children who won't come to dinner, lost children in the darkening woods. A poem by Charles Simic, Evening Walk, from his collection The Voice at 3 a.m., published by Harcourt, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry App, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.